Tide fans, looking for something wild right here in Tuscaloosa? Bring the kids, bring your friends, and come to Bama Reptiles and Ranch in Northport. Just minutes from campus, they've got Asian water lizards, tortoises, colorful snakes, and for the horse lovers out there, ranch supplies. They are the cleanest and healthiest reptile store in the state. And their feeders? Best you'll find anywhere. If you mention this Stingray Sports ad, you will get 10% off of your feeders. Remember, Bama Reptiles and Ranch, where exotic meets extraordinary. This is the Stingray Show, and coming up on this edition, we are going to be throwing you guys just a little bit of a curveball. At the end of last night's show, we said tonight that we were going to be covering the Georgia and Tennessee matchup. We are going to do that tomorrow evening. Right now, on this edition of the Stingray Show, we're going to be talking about the game that is in Oxford, Mississippi this weekend between the Arkansas Razorbacks and the Ole Miss Rebels. We are going to be joined by beat writers from both schools, Kevin Bohanna from hogsports.com and David Johnson, Ole Miss insider, to do deep dives into both sides of the Ole Miss and Arkansas preview right now on this edition of the Stingray Show.
Hi, this is Tim Brando with a reminder. Those of you on Tide 100.9, look out. You're about to feel the buzz of Stingray.
This is Stephen Ray, a.k.a. Stingray, coming to you live from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I'm Heath Hopkins. I'm here in DeSoto County, Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you feel that responsibility to pay it forward and give some kid a chance coming up in the ranks, kind of like Tony did for you?
Why do you think I'm talking to Stingray tonight?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, look, no.
Heath, Stingray, Here's the deal. When you get involved with Texas, it's like getting married to a stripper. and let me explain this. It looks good, kind of sexy on the surface. Yeah, but then you get the baggage, you get the drama, you get all that eventually comes with it. And that's what you get with Texas, and that's what the Big 12 learned.
And Heath, any thoughts on our show moving forward?
Hey, to everyone in Tuscaloosa listening here on Tide 100.9, with the Stingray Show, if you don't like it, you better learn to love it, because it's the best show going today, baby. Woo!
And with that, I want to welcome you inside the Wednesday evening edition of the Stingray Show. And here over the past decade, this has become a very interesting rivalry between the Arkansas Razorbacks and the Ole Miss Rebels. And I'm guessing it has to do with Houston Nutt being let go as the Arkansas head coach and then taking the Ole Miss head coaching job. To break down this game, starting with the Arkansas Razorbacks, who are the road team this weekend, we're about to be joined by Kevin Bohanna, who is a beat writer for the 247 Sports affiliate for Arkansas, hogsports.com. Kevin, how are things with you as we sit here just a little bit before the Hogs travel to Oxford to take on rival Ole Miss?
Hey, Steven, thanks for having me once again. It's anticipation. This is opener, the SEC opener for Arkansas. Of course, Ole Miss got their feet wet in Lexington, Kentucky last week. So there's a lot of storylines around this game. Arkansas was rolling pretty well last year, and Ole Miss came in and beat them 63-31. Yeah. It wasn't that close. It was a beatdown of epic proportions. They're throwing the ball in the fourth quarter, and I had flashbacks of Steve Spurrier in the 90s with Lane Kiffin on the sideline saying, it's your job to stop us. If you're going to keep blitzing, we're going to keep throwing. So I'm really looking forward to this weekend.
Kevin, if you would talk a little bit about the rivalry that has become Arkansas and Ole Miss, especially over the past decade plus.
Yeah, and you alluded to it in the opening. Houston Nutt was forced out pretty much. You know, they were Frank Broyles was wanting him to open up the offense a little bit, and he hired Gus Malzahn in 2006. That was a one-year marriage that was broken from the get-go. So after the 2007 season was just tumultuous, even though they had a lot of talent on the offensive side, that's Darren McFadden, Felix Jones, they were juniors. They went in the first round of the 2008 draft the following year. So Houston got his golden parachute, golden handcuffs, whatever you want to call them. He left and got some money on the way out the door and landed in Oxford. And which was turned out to be Houston's last job. You know, my dad grew up with Coach Nutt. I've known him and his family for a long time, ever since I was a kid. So had a little connection there. And so it's kind of a natural rivalry because these two actually played each other before Arkansas ever came into the conference due to the proximity and everything. So they would play at the Liberty Bowl. They would play in Little Rock. You know, Ole Miss has been to Little Rock quite a few times and played at War Memorial Stadium. And, you know, when Eli came through, of course, you go back to 2001 and you have the 7 overtime game. That was the longest game in the history of college football at the time. 58-56, the legend of Matt Jones grew that night. So every year it was just, you know, people look forward to playing Ole Miss. They have the baseball rivalry. That's, you know, those two played each other, and there just seems to be a natural rivalry there. It hasn't been forced like the one with Missouri and Arkansas. That one was really forced. It's been really forced. They had a trophy game about it, the battle line rivalry, and it just was forced. You know, I've never considered Mizzou a rivalry. So, and I think the fact that the games have been really close and really competitive over the past, like you said, the past decade, I think out of the past 12 or past 10, going back to 2015, I calculated it the other day, 6 have been between a score or less. And the first 3 of those were decided by 6 points, and Arkansas won all 3 of them. Ole Miss has won the last 3 that have been decided by a touchdown or less. Last game, last year, of course, was the blowout, but everything else has been pretty close outside of 3 years ago when Arkansas won 42-27. They got up 42-6 in that game and kind of let their foot off the gas.
Looking at Arkansas through the first 2 games of the season, that is against an FCS opponent, and then last week against Arkansas State, give us what you're encouraged about and what you're concerned about going into this Ole Miss team with Arkansas, please.
Absolutely. So the offense has been rolling. Bobby Petrino, year 2 with Taylen Green, it's looked about everything that I expected it to look like. And they've still only hit the tip of the iceberg, Steven. I mean, they haven't done very much. They actually did a little bit of shifting into an empty set, opening up against Arkansas State, but no crazy motion, no crazy plays, no trick play. I mean, it's been very vanilla. They've thrown more crossing routes and drag routes than they have the past 2 years, I believe. So,
yeah,
Taylen's gotten really good at that. The running game has been good. Of course, they had over 300 yards rushing past weekend. Taylen Green went for 151. And then Mike Washington had a 53-yard touchdown run on the second play of the game. He finished with 9 carries for a 116. So he's got 195 through 2 games, and he hasn't rushed but 18 times. He hasn't hit double digits yet. So there's still more that we get to learn about the offense.
Right.
The good thing is Taylen Green has 10 touchdown passes. 7 different players have caught touchdown passes so far. There's 3 that have multiple touchdowns, but they're able to spread the ball around a little bit this year. KJ Jackson's gotten in, the backup quarterback's gotten in a couple of times. And his touchdown drive the other day was 99 yards. Arkansas had a goal line stop. They put in the backup offensive unit, not just the backup quarterback. The second string offense marched it down the field 99 yards. He hit all 3 tight ends on 1 drive.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was impressive. He finished it off with a little scramble for a touchdown. So the depth is there. The offensive line has played well. Corey Robinson and Fernando Carmona on the left side are really good. Now, if I say there's a concern on the offense, I think that right now they're they're a little much, you know, one-sided. Yes, the right side is good, but I think they tend to like to run on the left side. teams are going to pick up on that in the SEC. As long as Taylen Green continues to make good decisions, he did have two interceptions last week that were really his fault. So that was the first time that he, you know, out of the last two games, he's number one in passing efficiency in the SEC right now, but he does have two turnovers to go with his 10 touchdowns. So if I'm nitpicking, and that's my job most of the time, is, you know, they need to continue to make good decisions on offense. Defense started out really slow against Alabama A&M. He gave up a touchdown on the very first drive. Fast forward, and they've only given up one touchdown since that first drive. So you got seven-plus quarters, only allowed one touchdown. They did give up a kickoff return for a touchdown last week, so that's how ASU scored their 14 points. Linebacker play was a lot better last week. Xavier Sory, Steven Dix. Sory finished with 14 tackles, 15 by some accounts, two tackles for a loss, an interception. He was covering a wide receiver on the interception on an out route. So that just shows you the speed, athleticism that Sory has. So concern on defensive side, still the depth of the defensive line. They're just not very deep right now. So corner secondaries played well. So far, they played physical. We talked about how big they are, how physical they are. They shut Arkansas State down. They'll have to play with the same passion and physicalness, the physicality this coming up weekend against Ole Miss.
So we are going to get into that Ole Miss game that you just alluded to on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Stingray Show. We will continue with the Ole Miss and Arkansas preview show right after this. It's college football season, and what goes well with college football events? And if you have an event coming up and needs catering, let Certified Chef Jamie and the Coker Market do the event for you. Here are just some of the things that Coker Market have to offer for your catering needs. Pulled pork by the pound, chicken tenders by the dozen, smoked wings by the dozen, or a half a slab of ribs or a full slab of ribs. Contact Jamie and the Coker Market today, or better yet, go by there off of County Road 140 and let them help you take the hassle out of the catering needs for your event this upcoming football season. How would you like to live where you love in the state of Alabama? Whether it is your upsizing, downsizing, retiring at the beach, or relocating for your job, then you are going to want to contact Celeste Hagler, owner of First Class Real Estate South Home Group, with brokers in Tuscaloosa, Orange Beach, and Huntsville. They can help you with the buying, selling, and investment needs throughout the state of Alabama. You can contact Celeste at 205-861-5698. Once again, that is 205-861-5698, and schedule a consultation to discuss your real estate goals anywhere across the state of Alabama. For over 100 years, the Bank of Moundville has been a name clients can trust. The Bank of Moundville is more than just a bank. They're your neighbors, your friends, and your community partners. Their unique approach to financial education has always centered around families. They believe that financially strong homes today lay the foundation for a brighter futures for tomorrow's generation. You can call them today at 205-371-2227. Once again, that is 371-2227 to schedule an appointment to build your financial security. The Bank of Moundville is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We have some slowing north on Highway 69 from Old Greensboro Road to Skyland Boulevard. It's a 7-minute drive. We have some road work on Highway 82. There is one lane open from Samson Road to Boswell Road. Also, McWright's Ferry Road is being extended down to Rice Mine Road. And watch for construction on Old Birmingham Highway between 55th and Kennedy Mill Road. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Lisa Bakke.
Alabama fans are all over the world, and we are too. Download the Tide 100.9 app right now in the App Store and Google Play, and take the Crimson Tide everywhere you go.
Inside the Stingray Show. This is the Arkansas and Ole Miss preview show. We are starting off with Arkansas first, and my guest this evening is Kevin Bohanna from hogsports.com, which is the 247 sports affiliate. They are for Arkansas. And Kevin, when you look at this game this weekend going on the road to Ole Miss, talk about the hype and the expectation from the Arkansas faithful, especially because a lot of them had Sam Pittman on the hot seat going into this season.
Yeah, and I believe when I was on here last time with you and Heath and we were going through the schedule and looking at everything, I said that this game, believe it or not, first conference game, first real road game, was really kind of a tipping point game for the season, because it's one of two things. It could project Arkansas on the way to having a good season and finishing 8-4 possibly, or they'll have to play catch up. And if you lose at Ole Miss, your next, you know, couple of games are pretty tough. Memphis is, they got a new team, but it's on the road at Memphis. Then you got Notre Dame at home. Then you have to go back on the road to Tennessee, which Tennessee right now, in my opinion, is one of the top three teams in the SEC, the way they've been playing. You know, Josh Heupel had to replace a lot of guys. They look pretty good so far. So you have the possibility of opening up 0-2 in conference play. Then you get your first SEC home game is not until October 18th. Thanks, SEC. We appreciate that. So, so 0-2, 0-3 is a very good possibility if Arkansas loses this game.
Yeah.
I picked Arkansas to win this game in the preseason because I thought Ole Miss had too many things to replace. Austin Simmons is not Jackson Dart. No. He's not. Trey Harris is gone. Look, the guy they got from Penn State, he's got some wiggle. He can run. He had a big play on 4th-and-1 with Austin Simmons against Kentucky. That was a really gutsy play call right there, because Kentucky was up 10-0 at that point, and the wheels were about to come off. So Simmons made a good throw on that 4th-and-1 on a little play action pass. So with that said, the Ole Miss has been better than Arkansas in the trenches over the past few years. There's no doubt about that. They do have a defensive lineman that's 6'8", 330. It was co-defensive lineman of the week in week one. So Arkansas will have to game plan for that. I think Arkansas is better equipped this year to handle Ole Miss with their offensive line. They have the experience. They have the guys that can actually block this year. Now, the thing that I worry about, like I just said, is the defensive line for Arkansas. And Ole Miss's offense, like I said, in our advanced look on hogsports.com, like, look, this is Charlie Weiss Jr. He's the offensive coordinator, but this is Lane Kiffin's offense. This is his car. This is his Ferrari, and Weiss Jr. is just the one that has the keys right now. So Arkansas fans are really excited. Our message board is, you know, fired up daily with, you know, what they're expecting, what we're looking for. We do a great job at Hog Sports of putting out just about every angle you could look for in a ball game. And the fans really eat it up. So they think Taylen Green could put him on the track to the Heisman. There's talk about that. You know, he's tied for the national lead in touchdown passes right now. So there's a lot of fire with Hog fans right now coming off of that historic win against Arkansas State, seeing as it was the first time those two had ever played each other.
Now, when you look at this matchup, you have covered Arkansas for two games. Where do you feel like that Arkansas has the biggest advantage this weekend over Ole Miss?
Believe it or not, I think Arkansas will be able to run the ball.
Okay.
I think they'll be able to establish, I won't say dominance, but they'll be able to do a lot of things. I was posed a question yesterday on local radio here in Arkansas that what has made this offense better through 2 years, through two games in the second year of Bobby Petrino. And I put it like this. I said, it's a simple formula and a simple equation, guys. Bobby Petrino has more weapons. So that opens up the playbook a little bit. The more plays that you're able to call equals the more possibility or opportunity to get bigger chunk plays. More chunk plays equals more yardage. More yardage can equal more points at the end of the day. Arkansas did not have a problem moving the ball last year. They had a top 10 offense in terms of yardage. It was their points. It was turning the ball over, you know, not very good in the red zone. So that's one of the things that so far this year they've been better at. You know, they've converted. They've done a really good job of putting points on the board. I think they'll be able to move the ball against Ole Miss. This is not an Ole Miss defense, even though I have a lot of respect for Pete Golding and the pressure that he puts on an offense. I don't think they're quite at the level that they've been at the past couple of years. So I think Arkansas has the advantage on the offensive side of the ball. I do think it's a shootout, typically, and it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. The team that, and I won't say the team that has the ball last is going to win, but the team that commits the fewest amount of turnovers is usually going to win this ball game.
All right, let's flip it. Where are you most concerned about Ole Miss taking advantage of Arkansas?
They're going to be able to run on the edges against Arkansas, I believe. That's the biggest thing. Weiss does a really good job of setting up and picking apart a defense in terms of outmanning you. So there are going to be a lot of motions, shifts. Arkansas is going to have to play with extreme eye discipline this weekend. Yeah. The linebackers are going to have to read their keys. Guards are going to be pulling. There's going to be guys moving all over the place. You have to move with them. If it's your guy, go with him. Feel it. See the play developing. So I think that's the biggest thing that Ole Miss has the advantage over this weekend. And you know, who knows who's going to play, if it's going to be Simmons, if it's going to be Chambliss. Right. You know, Austin had an injury to his left ankle. That's his plant leg. That's his push-off leg, being a left-handed quarterback. So Ole Miss is going to run the ball with Kewon Lacy. He's their best back they've had since Quinshon Judkins. And they want to do the same thing. So, yeah, while there will be a lot of passing in the game, I think it's going to come down to the trenches of who wins the ball game.
All right. So, Kevin, who do you have winning the game? You talked about earlier in the preseason you had Arkansas winning that game. Are you sticking with it?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with it right now. Okay. Yes, I cover for Arkansas. But I like to pride myself, especially, you know, covering baseball and football for Trey and 24/7 Sports, of being one of those realist guys. It's not a homer take. I think Arkansas plays with a lot of momentum right now. This is one that they can go on the road and steal and be one of the games that they're not supposed to win, because Ole Miss is favored by 7 points. It wasn't 10 at one time. They're the top 15 ranked team. I don't think Ole Miss is a top 15 team right now. I think they have the potential to be later in the year, but Simmons has had 4 interceptions. I think he only has 3 touchdown passes on the year. So they're still figuring out, you know, how to win with a 19-year-old quarterback. Very smart, but he still has a long way to go. He's not Jackson Dart. So with Taylen Green being a second-year starter for Arkansas, a fifth-year guy overall that's a senior with a lot of experience, tilts to Arkansas in this one. I think they win 38-34.
Kevin, look, man, go and enjoy covering Arkansas and Ole Miss there in Oxford this weekend. Woo Pig Suey, hope you guys can get off to a 3-0 start this year, and we would love to catch up with you later on down the road to continue our discussion of Sam Pittman and the Hogs of Arkansas.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Steven. And, hey, my parents are a fan of your show now. Last time I was on a preview, I got a call from my mom, and she said, "I didn't know you were on the Stingray Show." And I was like, "I didn't know that you knew about the Stingray Show, but I'm pumped that you do." So you got a fan in my mom and dad, so just want to say hello to them, because they'll be listening.
Okay, great. Thank you, man. Woo Pig Suey, and we will catch you next time, okay?
Thanks, bud.
All right, so guys, that is going to wrap up the Arkansas portion of this show. I really do want to thank Kevin Bohanna from hogsports.com for joining me on this edition to do a full deep dive into the Arkansas Razorbacks. When we come back on the other side of this break, we are going to be joined by David Johnson of Ole Miss to get his take on all things Rebels going into this matchup. That's on the other side of the break. And you're listening to the Stingray Show. We will be right back to cover this game from the Ole Miss perspective.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes the catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks the tackle, scores, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide hit the turf to face the Wisconsin Badgers. Our coverage begins at 8 a.m. on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people come and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577, or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
The best station in the state, breaking down Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Ferguson of South's Finest Meats, the official sponsor of the Stingray Show, has a message for you.
Everything we do here is fresh and custom made, custom to order. You know, I tell people when they come in, you know, if you don't see what you like, ask somebody. You know, we've got the capability to process it, make it. You know, if you want a different blend of hamburger meat, we'll do your brisket blend. We'll do your chuck blend. We'll do your sirloin blend. You know, we do all that right here. We are a butcher shop. It's what we do. So please don't be afraid to ask if you don't see what you like. We can make you any size patty you want. We can make you any amount you want. You know, people come and say, well, how many patties come in the box? Well, ma'am, how many would you like in a box? You know, you want 12, we'll put 12. You want 25, we'll put 25.
That's just one of the many things that South's Finest Meats has to offer, the official butcher shop of the Stingray Show. Welcome back inside the Stingray Show. We just finished up talking about the Arkansas side of this matchup. Now, let's go on ahead and dive into the Ole Miss side, as Ole Miss is the home team this weekend. And to break down the Ole Miss Rebels, here is our good friend, Ole Miss Insider, David Johnson. David, how are you as we sit here just a few days away from another SEC tilt for the Ole Miss Rebels?
Yeah, good to be with you, Stingray. Man, I tell you, you know, this is an Ole Miss team that I can honestly see making the college football playoffs as far as the ceiling goes.
Right.
As far as the floor goes, I think there are still a lot of questions to be answered. You know, I could see the floor being as low as 7-5.
So, David, if you would, go ahead and talk about briefly week one against Georgia State and then what you saw in the SEC versus SEC matchup last weekend at Kentucky.
Yeah, week one was just an SEC team versus an inferior opponent.
Yes.
63-7, the final score. And Ole Miss had its way on both sides of the football. You really don't learn much about a team in a game like that. Right. Week two, a much more competitive game at Kentucky. But, you know, let's be honest, Kentucky is not LSU, you know, by a long stretch. They're not Georgia. But still a 10-point win on the road at Kentucky. And you know, you got to feel good about that. But I don't know that you've got SEC-caliber questions answered just yet, if that makes any sense.
Yes. All right. So Austin Simmons is coming into this season trying to replace Jackson Dart. Talk about his performance plays through the first two games of this season.
Yeah, again, you go to the Georgia State game, and it was kind of what you expected. The Kentucky game, a little underwhelming, if you will, because of the two first-quarter interceptions that led to Kentucky points. You know, Austin is a smart kid. He's 19 years old, already has a bachelor's degree from Ole Miss, ought to leave there with a doctorate or dang near close to it. It's only going to take him a little time, I think, to get adjusted before you see his true superstar potential. Because, look, SEC defenses, you know there's a monster at every position. You know they're coached well. They have intelligent schemes designed to throw off a quarterback in his instincts. And, you know, what I've noticed from Austin in the first two games, his throwing motion has a little bit of, I would call it a baseball hitch in it. You know, he's a baseball pitcher and, you know, a little bit of hesitation. You get away with that against teams like Georgia State, not against Kentucky, probably not against Arkansas. So, you know, but I think he's a work in progress, much like, you know, the national media narrative on Arch Manning at Texas has been a work in progress. I think Austin Simmons is going through a lot of the same growing pains. He's going to get there. He's going to be a great quarterback. I just don't know if it's going to happen this season or not.
All right. When we go into the matchup this weekend versus Arkansas, talk about the expectation and especially the hype there in Oxford as they await their first SEC home game of the season.
Yeah, you know, you go back to last year and Ole Miss put, I think, 63 on Arkansas and Fayetteville. It was a rout.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is you got to think Arkansas is stewing from how they performed in that game.
Yeah.
I would even say this is a game they spent a chunk of the offseason getting ready for.
Yes.
You know, what scares me about Arkansas is, one, I think they're better than Kentucky. Not much better, but they're better. Two, they're going to have that chip on their shoulder. And three, they've got a really good quarterback of their own named Talen Green.
Yes.
And, you know, he's a dual threat guy. He can run. He can throw. He's got big receivers that can catch the football. And, you know, I think he makes this game interesting. I really and truly do. You know, but Lane Kiffin obviously can game plan for Sam Pittman very well. And, you know, I think it's going to come down to a chess match. I really do. While Ole Miss is trying to gel with all their portal players, Arkansas seems to have done that. And, you know, I think this is going to be a heck of a game Saturday night.
So, David, you have covered Ole Miss this season for two games so far. Where do you feel like there is cause for concern that Arkansas can take advantage of Ole Miss?
Yeah, offensive line. I think the offensive line has plenty of talent on it, but it's got to gel together as a unit. Okay. And, you know, I think Ole Miss has had a difficult time figuring that out. They go in the portal, they get this guy from this school and another guy from another school that did well, and you throw those five guys together, but they haven't been playing together very long.
Yeah.
And, you know, for instance, there's a guy from Arkansas, Patrick Kutas, very highly rated in the transfer portal, playing guard for Ole Miss, right guard, and he's had two terrible games.
Yeah.
You know, he was a stud at Arkansas last year, And, you know, if he's got a coming out game, this would be the one. You know, but a little bit of concern there up front on the offensive line. As we've talked about the quarterback position, I do believe Austin Simmons is going to get better as the year goes on. The ground game is much better this year. You know, the wide receivers, I think, have the potential to be just as good. They've got to get Caden Lee more involved, I think, in the game. And defensively, you know, we're still trying to learn the front that Pete Golding brought in, mostly from the transfer portal. You know, and those guys have not been overwhelming. I'm not going to say they've underperformed, but they haven't been overwhelming early on. And I would expect Pete Golding is going to assign a spy to Taylen Green. I think that's going to be preseason All-American linebacker edge Suntarian Perkins. I believe Perkins and Mr. Green will have some meetups on Saturday night.
David Johnson, Ole Miss insider, is our guest this evening from Ole Miss. How do you see it playing out Saturday night there in Oxford between Arkansas and Ole Miss?
Yeah, I think this game is going to be a lot like the Kentucky game. It's going to be close, could be even tied in the fourth quarter. But I do think with the home field advantage, and there is beginning to be one at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. There used to not be one. I mean, to be honest with you, there is now. The fans are much more spirited, if you will, much more involved. That's what winning 10-plus games 3 out of the last 4 years will get you. I think Ole Miss takes this game. You know, I think the Vegas spread is right on, anywhere between 9 and 11 points. And I think Ole Miss runs away with this in the end.
David, look, man, thank you for your time. Go and enjoy covering Ole Miss versus Arkansas this weekend, as these games have always been a barn burner and a blast going back the past decade. And we would love to catch up with you later on to continue our talks of the Ole Miss Rebels.
You say the past decade, but you can go all the way back for a quarter century to that 7 overtime game in Oxford. I mean, this thing, you never know what's going to happen. Could come down to a field goal. But, Stephen, thank you for having me on, brother. I really appreciate you.
And I will also say this to you, hotty toddy, good luck this weekend.
Hotty toddy, everybody.
David Johnson right there, Ole Miss insider. Really do want to thank him for joining us. And when we come back on the Stingray Show, we are debuting something new, and we will finish this up on the other side of this break, giving you a preview of what's to come right here on the Stingray Show.
Go inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Thursday morning at 9 a.m. on the Gary Harris Show, the coach, Ellis Johnson, will join me to break down SEC football, plus Jeff Spiegel from ABC 3340, and we'll go up to Wisconsin to talk to someone that covers the Badgers and your phone calls. That's Thursday morning at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris Show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Tide 100.9 and Tide100.9.com.
Has it always been your dream to build the pond of your dreams, but you don't know if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond on? You need to contact Honey Hole Fisheries right here in Tuscaloosa County, because Jeff Bagwell will help you decide if property you own or are thinking about buying has a good location to build a pond. You can contact Honey Hole Fisheries at 205-799-0192. Once again, that is 799-0192. And hey, Jeff Bagwell can also order top quality automatic fish and hunting feeders for all of your outdoor recreation. Contact Jeff Bagwell today, once again, at 205-799-0192 to help you build the pond or lake of your dreams. With all of the recent tornado damage and storm activity here in West Alabama, Alpha Alpha Insurance and hometown agent Jeff Nee can help you personalize your insurance needs. Remember, the more you protect, the more you save. With a helpful customer service team here to serve you in Alabama and over in Mississippi, you can count on Alpha to provide an insurance plan that provides the protection you need, the convenience you expect, and the service that you deserve. For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call Alpha agent Jeff Nee at 205-758-2577. Once again, 758-2577, or drop by their office on McFarland Boulevard East, Suite 101 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And remember, Alpha agent Jeff Nee, the more you protect, the more you save.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We have some slowing north on Highway 69 from Old Greensboro Road to Skyland Boulevard. It's a 7-minute drive. We have some road work on Highway 82. There is one lane open from Sam Sutton Road to Boswell Road. Also, McWright's Ferry Road is being extended down to Rice Mine Road. And watch for construction on Old Birmingham Highway between 55th and Kennedy Mill Road. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Lisa Bakke.
Follow the Crimson Tide on their journey to another national championship.
Touchdown, Alabama!
On your home for Alabama sports, Tide 100.9, and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
It's college football season, and what goes well with college football events? And if you have an event coming up and needs catering, let Certified Chef Jamie and the Coker Market do the event for you. Here are just some of the things that Coker Market have to offer for your catering needs. Pulled pork by the pound, chicken tenders by the dozen, smoked wings by the dozen, or a half a slab of ribs or a full slab of ribs. Contact Jamie and the Coker Market today, or better yet, go by there off of County Road 140 and let them help you take the hassle out of the catering needs for your event this upcoming football season.
Hello, SEC fans. Welcome back to the Stingray Show. I'm Heath Hopkins. Along with me is Stingray. Steven is about to throw questions at me about what happened today in football history. And for some odd reason, before I had kids, I can remember all these games in detail. And since I had kids in 2009, I got four of them. I can't remember Jack Diddley Poo squat. So with that, Steven, what do we have today?
Heath, we actually have something quite interesting, and it has to start with the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you will remember Tyrone Prothrow on September the 10th back in 2005, had that amazing acrobatic catch over the Southern Miss defender in a game here in Tuscaloosa on this day back in 2005.
Wow. And I believe it was the following week when he had his accident.
Yes.
Man, that's terrible. But yeah, I remember that catch very vividly. I was working in media. I was a very young media member straight out of college. And I can't remember. I've probably been in media for a couple of years at the time, maybe two or three. But I remember that catch very vividly because I did have to cover Alabama on my beat.
And Heath, with that catch, it was so acrobatic. I will give everybody a big Roll Tide for that one. During a game against Southern Miss, Prothrow caught a pass thrown by quarterback Brody Kroll by cradling the ball on the back of the defender's helmet.
Yeah, that was a beautiful catch. You know, Steven, you should post that on the Facebook page for our young listeners who don't know all about that catch.
All right, and the acrobatic catch was a highlight of the season and won an ESPY Award for the best play of college football.
I believe it. That was one of the greatest catches I've ever seen. The funny thing, Steven, is Tyrone Prothrow had multiple amazing catches, but he just had those crazy bad injuries. Yep. I had a couple of them, and yeah, too bad for Tyrone.
All right. Also on that day, Vince Young led number two Texas into Columbus and over the number four Ohio State Buckeyes 25-22.
Vaguely remember that game, but yeah, that was, you know, Shula, I do believe, was coaching at Alabama at that time. And of course, Mac Brown had left North Carolina to go to Texas to coach Texas. And Jim Tressel was just starting to build Ohio State. And of course, Jim Tressel, phenomenal football coach, a wonderful football mind.
Yes. All right. Texas quarterback Vince Young sealed the game with a 24-yard touchdown pass to Limus Swede with just under 2 minutes remaining for the Longhorns to escape Columbus with a 25-22 win. And the victory was a key step for the Texas Longhorns' undefeated national championship season, in which they beat USC there in the Rose Bowl in 2005.
You know, that 2005 game was considered one of the greatest games ever, college football games. Yeah, Texas and USC, that was a classic matchup. I thoroughly enjoyed watching that game.
All right. We have a little bit of college football history on this day as well. In 2016, the very first game played at Bristol Motor Speedway was the Battle for Bristol on September the 10th of 2016. And it was Tennessee and Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. I remember it was an ACC school. For some reason, I thought it was NC State. But, yeah, I do remember that now. Yeah, I remember Tennessee. I got that part right. But Virginia Tech, yeah. What? And, hey, that's NASCAR country for both those schools.
Yeah.
So that was kind of big. That was fun.
Take a guess at how many people witnessed that game.
Oh, man.
It was the single largest game attendance ever.
Are we in the twos?
Close.
196,000.
157,000 people.
That's insane. That's insane. 150,000 people all come together.
Yep.
They probably all had bad seats too.
For a football game at a NASCAR race. At a NASCAR venue, man, that's incredible. And Tennessee won that game going away 45-24.
I remember Tennessee won. I would not tell you if it was close or not, but I do remember Tennessee winning.
Okay. All right. And Heath, we've got two things left. Going back to 1993, this was the debut on September the 10th of Penn State being inaugurated into the Big Ten Conference when they routed Minnesota 38-20. So Penn State made its debut in the Big Ten on September the 10th of 93.
Thank Kajana Carter and Terry Collins were on that team. Kajana Carter, the running back, and Kerry Collins, not Terry Collins, Kerry Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kerry Collins spent some time with the Saints.
And finally, Heath, can you tell me what major upset happened on September the 10th of 2022?
Major upset in 2022, was it in the SEC?
No.
What conference were we in?
It would have been Sun Belt versus an independent.
Well, that's going to leave probably Notre Dame or BYU. Give me a second. Notre Dame's had a lot of losses over the years. I don't know. Did Troy beat Notre Dame?
We are Marshall. The Thundering Herd went into South Bend and beat Notre Dame 26-21 after Notre Dame had just come off of a very close loss to Ohio State in the opening season game. So in 2022, Notre Dame opened the season 0-2, losing to Ohio State and then losing to Marshall at home. And finally, the last thing I will say about that huge upset of Notre Dame, that was their first ranked win for Marshall over a top 10 opponent since 2003, because coming into the game, Notre Dame was ranked 8th in the country.
You know, Steven, talking about Notre Dame and upsets, they had one last year to Northern Illinois. And they end up making the national championship game. I mean, that's like the equivalent of Florida losing to South Florida and making the national championship game this year.
Yeah.
That's insane that they pulled that off.
All right. So, guys, that is going to wrap up the college football history for September the 10th. And when we come back on the Thursday evening edition of the Stingray Show, Heath and I are going to be breaking down for you the Georgia and Tennessee game, as we're going to be joined by beat writers from both schools to get a feel for how things are going to go up on Rocky Top this weekend. And guys, we will see you back here on the Stingray Show back at 6 p.m. on Thursday evening for the Tennessee and Georgia preview show.
Oh, I'm sure someone's going to mention something about a hobnail boot. And, of course, about Josh Dobbs, though, that Hail Mary too.
Dude, both of those plays were awesome. It was insane. History rivalry.
It was insane.
Hey guys, this is Stingray, host of the Stingray Show. Before we get out of here, I do want to mention, if you did like the college football history, we do that every day on my YouTube channel, the Stingray Network. So if you would like to know what big games happened every single day in college football history, check us out on the Stingray Network over on YouTube. We will see you over there and tomorrow night right back here on the